During Philadelphia's industrial heyday, the Manayunk Bridge delivered coal to the ironworks that line the Schuylkill River. Over time, the factories closed, and eventually the bridge did too. For the past 30 years, it's sat unused. But today, the Manayunk Bridge reopens as a recreational trail. The conversion from rails to trails has become common across Pennsylvania as the state's Rust Belt cities look for creative ways to reuse abandoned infrastructure. Keystone Crossroads' Jim Saxa has the story.
Construction crews are putting the final touches on the Manayunk Bridge as Chris Leswing, a township planner for Lower Marion, leads us on a tour.
Imagine, just imagine the bridge. That was the initial pitch. You're stuck in traffic, you look up and there's people riding over on their bikes.
On this day, traffic flows smoothly. Congestion problems in Lower Marion are one of the reasons why Leswing is so excited for the bridge to reopen as a path to bustling Manayunk for bicycles and pedestrians. Leswing points to a building in Manayunk.
We could be down at that Starbucks down on Main Street that we're looking at right now as we're standing over the bridge in about 7 minutes.
In some regards, this project is special. The bridge's conversion involved nearly a dozen local, state, and federal agencies. That level of intergovernmental cooperation is both difficult and rare, but the result is well worth it. The views are stunning and the bridge itself iconic.
It's one of those things, it's always been the symbol of Manayunk. Every logo we've had has had the bridge on it.
Kay Sikora would know. She's worked for the Manayunk Development Corporation for decades, and she says those graceful concrete arches link Lower Marion and Manayunk in more ways than one.
It serves not only as a beautiful connection, but a symbolic connection, and a nice way to use some old infrastructure that was just sitting at this point.
The Manayunk Bridge connects two longer trails, the Kiwan Heritage Trail in Lower Marion, and the Schuylkill River Trail that runs from Center City, Philadelphia, to Valley Forge and beyond. The trails all feed into what local advocates call the circuit. So far, about half of the proposed 750-mile network around Philadelphia has been built. But it's difficult to link separate trails to create a cohesive system.
That's actually what's still missing in a lot of our trails, is the connections, because you can build a section, but until you get all the connections in place, they aren't as functional as we would like.
In the past, trail advocates faced difficult opposition from neighbors who feared they would bring petty crime or hurt property values. But studies have shown that trails are safer than abandoned rights of way, and the values of adjacent properties usually rise, and sometimes even soar. Sikora counts over 1,300 new apartment units being built in the area, all of which prominently advertise their proximity to trails. Philadelphia is hardly the only Pennsylvania city converting rusting industrial-era infrastructure into green amenities. In fact, the Commonwealth leads the nation in rail-to-trail conversions. The Manayunk Bridge is number 171. To date, over 1,700 miles of rail have been converted, and another 600 miles have been identified for potential trails. According to Michael D. Baradinas, who helped oversee rail trail projects as head of the Pennsylvania Department of Conservation and Natural Resources, there's potential for a whole lot more.
We had this very elaborate railroad system that over time fell out of use due to the changes in the economy.
Dee Baradinas, who now serves as deputy mayor for Philadelphia Parks and Rec, says these conversions are not merely a matter of recycling rusty infrastructure. They're vital for transitioning from a gritty, manufacturing-based economy to a post-industrial one.
The old paradigm from the Industrial Revolution was the way you can extract economic value from the rivers was to block them up, and by the nature of the business, dirty them up, pollute them, and in some ways misuse them.
Lower Marion's Chris Leswing says that rail-to-trail conversions present a new way of using natural resources to spark economic growth, based on preserving them and providing access to them rather than exploiting them.
The trail creates trail-oriented development. All the new development that's going to happen in the township will all be connected to this trail network.
As cities like Philadelphia consider how to grow their economies, projects like the Manayunk Bridge offer a green vision for development. For Keystone Crossroads, I'm Jim Saxa.